At the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Ernie Shea, who is project coordinator for Solutions from the Land. And Ernie, first of all, tell me a little bit about what you do, and then we'll get into talking about, as we call it, SFL.
Well, Chuck, I'm supporting a group of agricultural, forestry, and conservation leaders that have a new vision for how land can be managed in a way that really revalues the multiple services and solutions that farmers, ranchers, and foresters deliver. So we're having a conversation about how we can move from a defensive position where we're always on guard against concerns about water quality or soil erosion or loss of productivity to one where we're defining farmers, ranchers, and foresters not just as producers of commodities, but also the people that deliver high-value, much-needed services like carbon sequestration services, biodiversity, clean water, clean air. When we farm in a sustainable way, we produce a whole host of ecosystem services that up to this point have been undervalued and underappreciated. So what we're trying to do is create a framework so that farmers and ranchers can be actually compensated for this wider range of services and solutions that they deliver from the land.
At the start of this tour, we had a short seminar to kind of kick things off, so to speak, talking about what Solutions from the Land is doing, as well as a very interesting project, the Indian Creek Watershed Project. I think I heard in there somebody make a comment about farmers not only practicing good conservation and growing crops to feed the world, but farming clean air and clean water, I think it was.
Well, when you farm with conservation systems that help your productivity, they're also controlling soil erosion, utilizing nutrients that might be flowing off farm fields. So you actually are putting practices in place that improve water quality. When you grow cover crops, when you produce perennial energy crops, you're actually producing a crop that is sequestering greenhouse gases. You're improving soil quality, which helps yourself, but you're also providing a public benefit in that you're taking carbon dioxide out of the air and sequestering it in the soil. So these are the types of services that the farm community, we think, has not paid enough attention to, and there's an opportunity now to demonstrate how farms just don't produce corn and beans and wheat or cattle or whatever the product is that they raise, but they also are the place where we are producing clean water and clean air and biodiversity. It's the place where we are supporting diverse wildlife habitat, and we're marketing this as a way to redefine the core role of agriculture, that we're the solution, not the problem.
So with SFL, are you trying to bring farmers themselves into this discussion to encourage them to partake in better conservation practices? Or are you trying to help people who aren't from the farm, obviously our consumers and urban areas, better understand what they are doing? Or is it both?
It's actually both, but I think our primary target is farming and ranching and forestry communities and leaders who have been feeling pressured under the gun, who have sensed that they're not valued and appreciated, and help them see that they have an opportunity to change the conversation. Instead of playing the role of a victim, instead of ducking from issues, denying issues, delaying or deflecting, they can go on the offensive and talk about how when they farm in a sustainable way, they're producing economic development opportunities for their community, they're improving public health, they're improving environmental quality, they're even improving national security. When you think about the explosion of biofuel development across the United States over the last decade, that has a very direct national security benefit because we're displacing the need for foreign oil. And it also has an important environmental benefit in that we are reducing the emissions from fossil fuels, which science has told us are a major source of climate change. So why not go on the offensive and talk about how a farmer, a rancher, a forest landowner is actually the source of solutions, not the source of problems. And of late, and I say of late, I'm thinking at least over the last decade, we've been largely operating in a defensive mode where activist groups have tried to position the farm community as the source of water quality degradation, wetland losses, biodiversity losses. And sure, you can always find examples where someone is not making the right land use decisions and creating a problem. But at the macro level, the sectors are delivering very critical, needed solutions to mega challenges that the country is facing. So SFL, at the end of the day, is a initiative that is helping farmers go on the offensive, getting credit for what they do right, and at the same time educating the public about what a farmer really does.
When did you get started, and how would you, I don't know, grade your performance, but how do you think things are going towards achieving that mission?
Well, this project is really in its infancy. We're just getting going. This event here at the Conservation in Action Tour is our first forum where we've spotlighted an example of local leadership, where they're working at a landscape scale, where they are integrating a variety of programs to meet a variety of needs. So we're very early on in our evolution. But this project actually grew out of the 25 by 25 renewable energy program, where we started to rethink the role of agriculture and forestry beyond just producers of food, feed, and fiber to include producers of energy. And we got into that and said, you know, we're more than that. We just don't produce food, feed, fiber, and energy. We also produce clean water, clean air, habitat. So solutions from the land is a way to recalibrate the national conversation about farming. And it's an effort to inspire agricultural leaders to step up and provide leadership and focus on real priority needs in their communities in a proactive way and demonstrate that sustainable farming operations are not a problem. They're an asset worth protecting and preserving.
How do farmers or agribusinesses, for that matter, either get involved or maybe help support what you're doing?
Well, the real key to success is local leadership. So one of the most important things farmers can do that believe in this type of future vision is to get involved with their local conservation district, with their commodity organizations, with their general farm organizations, whoever they are networked with, and provide leadership in bringing together the diverse stakeholders that really have a vested stake in the outcome. And what we're talking about here is a different model of working together. Instead of being government-centered and government-led and program-driven, what we're doing is empowering farmer leaders to bring together the stakeholders that need to be around a table having a conversation about land use in their community, forging consensus, building trust relationships, identifying programs that they can access to meet their needs, but not be all about how do we satisfy the EQIP or CSP or a state cost share program requirement and mandate. We're about a new vision for conservation and agriculture where the programs and tools of the past are being repositioned. They are now tools. They're not the center of the attack. They are tools that we can use as we move forward.
Well, I thank you very much, Ernie Shea, for visiting with me here, and best of luck as you work forward on this Solutions from the Land project. We've been visiting here at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.